Dreamscape presents The Enemy by Sarah Adams. Narrated by Connie Shopshob and Will Damron. Chapter 1. June. It's been 12 years since I've seen him. 12 years since his smug face leaned down to kiss me, stopped just before our mouths met, smirked, and then turned and walked out of my life forever. That day, I stood stunned and awestruck. I wish I had smashed his toes. Instead, I closed my eyes as he went in for the kill. I cringe remembering how I tilted my chin up, feeling a chill trickle across my spine at the thought of him kissing me after spending our whole high school experience trying to kill each other. I acknowledged defeat the moment my eyes fluttered shut. I hate that he won our war back then. But tonight, I resurrect the battle. And victory will be mine. No longer am I that naive little graduate, excited for a kiss from the enemy. I'm now 30 years old and majority owner of Darlin' Donuts, one of Charleston's top hot spots. My best friend Stacy and I opened the bakery 3 years ago, and we have been enjoying a nice bit of success ever since. Not only am I the southern queen of the gourmet donut business, but I'm turning down men calling me up nightly for a date. Okay, nightly is a stretch, but it's definitely somewhere around 3 times a week. Twice a week. Once a week, above average, okay? Point is, I've got a lot going for me now. Career success, tons of friends, because family makes the best friends, am I right? And I'm at least 4 inches taller than I was in high school. Read, 2 inches. Best of all, I've perfected a killer winged eyeliner and paired it with a little black dress that has had men eyeballing me from across the bar all night long. Sorry, boys, you can look, but you can't touch. In short, I've made sure that tonight, the night I come face to face again with my arch nemesis, I look the best I've looked in my adult life, because mark the words coming out of my red lips. Tonight, I will crush Ryan Henderson under my black stilettoed feet. He will see all that he has missed out on and weep on the floor, clutching my legs, begging me to give him the kiss he left behind all those years ago. And finally, I hear the door squeak open. I wait, measuring the seconds past.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?